southeast Ukraine, Russia's new focus. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That is the belief of Ukrainian President Zelensky, who spoke to CNN's State of the Union about it.
Our grouping that is located in Donbass is one of the best military we have. It is a large grouping, and Russia wants to encircle them and destroy them. It is nearly 40,000 people. It is 44,000 professional military men who survived a great war.
President Zelensky says the battle could influence the course of the whole war. Meanwhile, the war-ravaged port city of Mariupol is believed to be on the verge of falling. Ukrainian fighters in a Mariupol steel plant are believed to be the last pocket of resistance. Peace in Ukraine and other regions. The message from Pope Francis in the Vatican Easter Mass.
The desperate plea for peace to tens of thousands of Christian faithful. The pontiff called for an end to what he called senseless conflicts in not only Ukraine, but in the Middle East, where he said constant discord and division in war-torn countries like Yemen, Lebanon, and Iraq have led to years of suffering for innocent people.
Fox's Charles Watson. You may have noticed today's Easter treats cost a lot more than years past. Fox's Lauren Blanchard.
This year, the White House Easter egg roll is back, but the price of eggs, nothing to celebrate. Due to inflation and a bird flu outbreak, they're up 11.2% over last year. Other Passover and Easter favorites are up as well. Candy up 7.6%. Toys up 2%.
The White House Easter egg roll is tomorrow on the South Lawn. Mushroom hunters in a wooded area of southern Indiana have found the body of a young boy who may have died within the last week. State police are asking for the public's help in identifying the body of the black child, believed to be between 5 and 8 years old. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New York City police say safety is a top priority after 10 people were shot by a gunman less than a week ago, and many more were hurt on a subway in Brooklyn.
Frank James is being held without bail for the shooting. The attack has made many who ride the trains concerned about security. NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell on ABC's This Week said police will be watching.
Last week, we graduated more recruits from the police academy and we're surging more officers into the subway system. We recognize that people need to see a visible presence of police in the subway, and we're endeavoring to make sure that that happens.
Despite recent violent incidents in the subways, Commissioner Sewell says crime there sits below pre-COVID levels. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A grisly discovery in New York City yesterday morning on a street in Queens.
Finding a woman's body inside a duffel bag. Local residents made the discovery and called 911. The medical examiner is currently working on how she died. Police confirmed there was a trail of blood between the bag and a house. So far, no arrests have been made.
Arthur Chan with Fox affiliate WNYW. Police reportedly consider members of the woman's family as persons of interest. Showtime's The First Lady debuts, highlighting the power behind some recent presidents.
I will pick my team, choose my causes. Understood?
The First Lady highlights American leadership at the very top through the lens of the wives of three presidents. The series stars Viola Davis as Michelle Obama, Michelle Pfeiffer as Betty Ford, and Gillian Anderson as Eleanor Roosevelt.
You are the husband of a wife who has a mind and a life of her own.
It explores the personal and political lives from their causes to who they shared their dreams with, detailing their journeys to Washington, family life, and their contributions to society and beyond. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.